SABC News, independent and impartial.
Good morning. For 5 News, I'm Nadia Romanis. ANC President Cyril Ramaphosa has assured South Africans that government is working to restore stability at Eskom and ensure its capability to deliver energy. He was addressing the ANC gala dinner last night ahead of the ANC's 108th anniversary celebrations and his delivery of the party's January 8th statement in Kimberley in the Northern Cape today. Ramaphosa says the ANC leadership is not divided on its views about Eskom. Ramaphosa says the party stands united.
We obviously always have detractors who say that the unity project amongst our ranks is failing, and I'm able to say that conference directed us to be united and we are going to achieve unity.
Meanwhile, the ANC has described as laudable Jabu Mabuza's apology for his failure to keep a promise he made that there would be no load shedding before January the 13th this year. ANC National Spokesperson Dakota Lekwete.
Later deployments, in particular in Vessel East, you need the requisite skill, and it's important that we have that particular requisite skill. So the resignation of Mr. Mabuza, we need to commend him because it shows honesty from his side.
The Free State Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs Department says it will soon send a disaster management team to areas affected by floods in Bloemfontein. Heavy rains fell in areas yesterday. 16 people were injured after being hit by corrugated iron sheets, which were blown away by strong winds. Those who have been displaced by the floods are being housed in a community hall in Portobello. The DA has welcomed government's decision to declare the Northern Cape a drought disaster area. In a statement, DA member of the provincial legislature, Willie Aukamp, says for some time the party has been putting pressure on government to address the crisis that has devastated the agricultural sector in the Northern Cape. He says government's announcement yesterday that it will allocate 300 million rand to drought relief in the province is a step in the right direction. Aukamp, however, says over 600 million rand is needed to alleviate the negative effects of the five-year drought, with over 60,000 jobs on the line. And Lesotho's First Lady, Maesaia Tabane, has gone into hiding. Police say Tabane's young wife is implicated in the assassination of Prime Minister Tom Tabane's estranged widow. The late former First Lady, Lipolelo Tabane, was killed just days before the Prime Minister's inauguration. Correspondent Rapelang Khadebe has more.
Commissioner Mudibedi, as soon as he resumed his duties, immediately went to seek warrant of arrest against the First Lady for failing to cooperate with police. Following resistance with military security deployed at the State House, police were finally allowed access into the premise, but drew blank as to no one knew the whereabouts of the First Lady.
The top story at 9 o'clock, ANC.